For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so let's quickly get into today's podcast. So fun. You know that you could always catch the Doing the Right Thing, our second date updates, the O-Town Showdown. You could always participate. But today's episode, we've got a major highlight with one of our good friends who's also a country megastar. He also was there to help me and my wife with massive amounts of encouragement and great conversations before we adopted. So I love this guy, Thomas Rhett. And with that, let's get into today's show. Okay, so here we are where we find ourselves on the 16th of the beautiful month of September. Now, today's national anthem, we've got a little bit of inspiration because I come up in here and it's always funny, you know, there's massive amounts of information that I put together like at 4 o'clock in the morning, send out to the whole staff and then come in here and then we decide what we're going to talk about, right? Well, one of the things is Hanes has a new ketchup pack roller. That's $5.70. Anyways, it's going to cost you an additional $2 just to ship the thing. But it gets 99% of the ketchup out of the ketchup packets. Now, why am I talking about this when talking about the national anthem? Because there are many people out there who have great ideas. Who the heck was sitting around saying, you know what, guys? We need to get more of the ketchup out of the packets. There's somebody who sits around and has great ideas. Now, to the inventors out there, to the people who actually take those ideas and take it a step further, that's who we want to give the national anthem out to, all right? So if you're sitting around, you're driving, maybe you're at work, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, Obi, I had a great idea one day and I just never did it. Well, look, right now for $5.70, you can get a ketchup packet roller that gets 99% of the ketchup out there. If that's a good idea, your idea is a good idea. So from us here at K Nation, to you inventors out there, to you people with great ideas, be inspired, get it done, the national anthem off of us. Obi and Ashley and this station here, K92.3, has afforded us to be a fantastic bridge between you and some of your favorite country artists. And the good thing is that there's some of ours too. So let's get to Thomas Rhett, who's on the show right now. And sometimes even I need to be reminded of how many number one hits he has, and this is only a handful. Maybe I could die the happy man. It's the sound of the teardrops falling down. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. My t-shirt. Girl, that night was just like you unforgettable. Hey!
You're jamming over there.
Yeah, dude. So what is the latest and greatest? Thomas Rhett, everybody.
Yeah, good morning. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just being a dad and playing shows on the weekend. That's kind of the new norm in this life right now.
Hey, you know what? Let's take this moment right now because you mentioned being a dad. Let's talk about the girls. First of all, bro, What is it like being surrounded by that much estrogen?
Yeah, it's chaos, dude. You know, I've never had a boy, so I don't know what it's like to have a boy, but I love being a girl dad. I do feel like I was born to be a girl dad. And, man, it's just like time just is flying. You know, I was telling somebody this the other day. Like, I remember getting Willa Gray home and when she was 16 months old and about a month ago dropped her off at kindergarten for the first time. So it's just, I don't know, I'm kind of becoming sentimental and I can't believe how quick my kids are growing and just about to have another one here in like 2 months. So it's about to get even more crazy around
here.
Okay, so at this point with your wife, you probably already have developed a pattern with her pregnancies. How is this one different from the others?
Man, it's kind of the same. It's a little bit unfortunate in the fact, like, my wife, when she gets pregnant, she's just sick like the entire time, like nauseous from day one until the baby is born, and it's been that way through all two of our biological births. But she's such a trooper to the point of, like, she's not going to tell you when she's feeling sick or when she needs to sit down. So, like, I think I've learned over the pregnancies just to kind of look at her face and be like, hey, do you want to go take a nap? Like, you should go get in the bath, like, right now. Like, I've got this. Like, you go do your thing. But she's so strong and extremely stubborn, you know, so she'll never tell you that she needs to take a break. But, yeah, we're getting close. We have, like, 2 months left until baby number four is here. And still picking out a name, still trying to figure out what we're going to name our fourth daughter. Everybody's just rocking, and we're doing school and playing shows and just trying to figure it out.
For people who don't know, I'm gonna share this just super fast, but you actually really, really were there for me as encouragement as we adopted our baby. And I say to people today is, like, I didn't want to do it. And now that he's with us, I look at him every day and I'm like, what was wrong with me? It's such a blessing. So I can only imagine when you look at Willa Gray and how old she is now, probably like, wow, man, wow.
Dude, it's mind-blowing. Like, it, I don't know, we could probably talk for 4 hours about this off the air.
But sure, sure.
It's one of those things that I just look back and I don't know. I remember meeting her when she was 6 months old, you know, in Uganda, and being over there. My wife was over there for like collective like 7 months. I was over there for like 2 or 3 months, and it felt like it was never going to happen. And then now looking back at that whole process, it was like, man, you know, the Lord just brought her home and getting to be with her every step of the way, and now she's almost 6 years old. And
that is nuts.
You know, acting like she's 26 years old.
Yep. Oh, boy.
401k. I mean, it's like, you know, she really is my hero. Like that girl right there, me and her have become basically just best friends. I tell her every night, I'm like, man, Willa Gray, I love getting to be your dad. Like, it is one of the biggest blessings in the world. So,
I mean, you could just hear the sincerity and love in your voice. We're talking to Thomas Rhett, and we're going to talk more about the girls, your family, your music, what's been going on, coming up next right here with Obie and Ashley.
I love it.
K92.3 on right now with our good buddy Thomas Rhett, who now is not just a huge country star, but pretty recognizable in all of music.
To have the kind of success between ACM, CMAs, the Grammy Awards, no matter what it is, Thomas is kind of on top of the world right now. And it all started really back in 2013, which was 8 years ago, with his first number one song, It Goes Like This.
It goes like this.
And his current number one, getting all the requests today on the radio, is Country Again.
Man, it feels good to be country again.
On with Thomas Rhett, and we were just talking to Thomas about Willa Gray, his daughter, and just how much she's his best friend. And he's got two other daughters, another one on the way, going to be a busy man in that house with all women. You're so great with them because, you know, I think sometimes when guys are first becoming girl dads, they're like, uh-oh, I'm going to be in for it. Something's going to happen, but really seem like the ultimate girl dad.
Yeah, it makes you soft. You know, it really does. In the best way possible. Like, I never knew that my heart could feel the things that it feels until you have a bunch of girls and, you know, you get to put them to bed and wake up with them. And, you know, it's one of the best things that has ever happened to me is having three beautiful baby girls and about to be a fourth one. I just look forward to getting, you know, they're already starting to play sports and, I mean, Willa Gray's 5 years old, and she ran her first cross-country meet the other day. And I was like, we did not have cross-country when I was 5 years old. She's running, like, a mile. And I'm like, I can't even run a mile, you know? So it's I'm looking forward to them getting up into school and playing sports and getting to be, you know, just getting to be there with them. So
that's amazing. Yeah, good luck getting most five-year-olds to run in the same direction for too long before they get distracted.
Well, I know. I mean, it literally all of us dads were like running alongside them with our phones, just like filming them, like screaming. It was like we were like, I feel like we're at like a college football game right now. We're at a kindergarten track meet. But you know, that's what you live for these days. So.
That's great, man. I always appreciate you being so honest and open. Now let's get to music. Okay, so now you're back on stage. You've already been able to rock thousands at this point. What have you learned during that whole time off? Now that you're back on stage.
Man, I there's something different about this year. My band and I were talking about it because these shows that we've gotten to do this year have been just so next level, and none of us in the band can really pinpoint what it is, but I do feel like it's like when you're deprived from something that you love for that long, you know, you get to come back at it from the freshest perspective ever. You know what I mean? So like when we walk on stage, it is like attack mode. Like we do not let up for like 90 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like it is every song, every guitar solo, every drum fill, like we are just going 1,000%, and it's just I don't know. We just feel every night we walk off stage, we just walk off with the most giant smiles on our faces, but also kind of sad that it's over. You know, it's like I think we're just going at it from a whole different perspective these days, knowing that, you know, it's not impossible for it to stop again. And so we're going out there with just like the utmost of just intensity, and it's just been fun to watch the crowds like reciprocate that back to us this year.
Yeah, nice. You can see it in your pictures and your videos. Was it like getting back on a bike though? Because I remember before when we talked in the midst of everything, it was like, oh man, it's been nice to be home with family and whatnot. But has it been easy to get back in the swing of things?
Sort of, but it's kind of like working out. Like, you can't just expect to be in great shape after doing it once a year. So
great analogy.
But we've got like eight or nine under our belt now, and you know, it's like every single weekend we just get better and better, and it starts to come back naturally. And still did my vocal lessons all through 2020, kept my voice in shape, but it was more of like, how do I talk to a mass group of people anymore? Like, I don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like, I've only been around, like, my family for a year, and so, like, really learning how to, like, get a crowd hyped, or, you know, what to say in between songs. Like, that took me a few shows to get that back under my belt, but I feel like we're in a good spot.
Well, love Amazing. It. Thomas Rhett. And Thomas, if you were a tree, bro, you are producing great, delicious fruit, dude. Is that weird? Delicious fruit? I don't know.
I received that. I love it.
Good talking
Thank
to you, brother.
Thank you for your time.
Hey, love y'all. Thank you, buddy. Good to see y'all.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right. While Ashley is out, I've got a little bit of a responsibility right now with Ashley's All Access. And want to thank Thomas Rhett for spending some time with us this morning. That was really cool to find out more about his relationship with his girls. He's got a fourth one on the way. So more of that to come all morning long. Now let's get to the All Access, because I want to talk about how Reba almost could have possibly lost her life. All right, maybe I'm being a little over dramatic, but she was touring a 100-year-old building, and one of the staircases in the building collapsed. Now, luckily, she wasn't by the staircase, but it did force her and her whole crew, where there's actual video of her having to get out of a window because there was no access to the second floor where they were hanging, and that's where that staircase was. So there's video of them climbing out of a window, the second story, and having to take a fire escape down. So Reba McEntire, again, that was in Oklahoma, and that was just this week. Now, I want to move on over to this Yellowstone story, because we've got a lot of Yellowstone fans, and if you have not given yourself the opportunity to get a little taste of Yellowstone, it's pretty darn good. You've got Kevin Costner, who's the main character of the entire story of how they own all this property in Yellowstone. Anyways, you've got a lot of people who want that property, whether it's the American Indians, people in business. Well, what I'm going to say to you is that the season 4 premiere just was released, and now we get a glimpse into what season 4 is going to bring us. And for those of you who are not fans, right now is a really good time to jump in. I remember when Sopranos was hot, I didn't jump in until season 3 was already a thing. So you still have a time to jump in before the season premiere, November 7th. Now, another cool reason to get into Yellowstone is because shortly after November 7th's season 4 premiere of Yellowstone, they're going to have in December 1883, which is the prequel to Yellowstone, starring Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. A lot of us are really excited about that, especially as more photos leak of Tim McGraw looking like he, like back in 1883. I mean, straight up dusty clothes, a scruffy face. So that's going to be really cool. And then finally, in Ashley's All Access, this one's kind of like a parental, just a heads up, but there's a new TikTok trend. It's called the Bathroom Challenge, or the devious licks. And basically what people are doing, and I say people, but really it's students, they're going into school bathrooms and they're doing vandalism, and they're taking pictures and TikToking it for proof to show their friends how badass they are. And if you're a parent who's got a kid who's of age who is on TikTok, maybe this is a good opportunity to tell them that you don't want them following that kind of a crowd that's willing to do that, because parents, they are thinking of making you fit the bill if they find out that it's your student who's doing this vandalism. So all of this stuff we'll put up online at K923Orlando.com, because that's the All Access.
Ashley's All Access is brought to you by Safe Touch Security, home of the verified response.
The OB and Ashley podcast is brought to you by All American Solar, where you can harness the power of the sun to power your home or business and free yourself from ever-rising power bills.
While helping the environment, you can schedule your free estimate today by calling 386-GO-SOLAR or visiting allamericansolar.com.
In Ashley in the morning.
On K-82-3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
All right, I've got Tiffany on the line. Tiffany, where are you from?
Sanford,
and you want to play the O-Town Showdown?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, hold on one second. Let me get your contender. K92.3, who is this?
Hi, this is Desi.
Desi, Jesse?
Desi, Desiree.
Desiree, so Desi. Okay, Desi, what town are you in?
Deland.
I love it. All right, so Desi, say good morning to Tiffany of Sanford.
Good morning. How are you? Good luck.
Yeah, okay, I like that. Okay, so usually you've got the beautiful Ashley here, and she's got your three questions, but today it's going to be me. I've got your three questions. They're not going to be hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you'll win the showdown, all right?
Awesome. All right.
Okay, all right. So let's get those buzzer sounds because we want to know when you guys think you're right, you'll use this sound. Okay, so Tiffany of Sanford, what's your buzzer sound?
It's going to be Mark.
Who's that?
It's my little brother, and it's his birthday today. Oh,
love that. Okay, how old is he?
He is going to be 9.
Give it up for Mark, everybody. Happy birthday, bro. Happy birthday. Going up against Desi of Deland, and what's your buzzer sound?
I'm going to go with I because I'm a math teacher.
Oh, okay. So what was it again?
Pi, like the pi symbol in math.
Yeah, 3.14.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown. I didn't even get to say thank you for what you do, Desi. That's a lot of patience dealing with kids. But
yes.
Here we go. Okay, question number one. We just talked about it in Ashley's All Access. But what new show features Kevin Costner in Montana, specifically the town of Yellowstone? Okay, what you got there, Tiffany?
Isn't it Yellowstone?
Woo! Yeah, well played. That's right. And then there's going to be the new one, 1883, and that'll be the one with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill starring in that one. Okay, so that's one for Sanford, which means, Desi, you need at least one to stay in the game, okay?
All right.
Okay, name the flamboyant bird is multicolored. The male bird flaunts its wings.
Bye.
Desi?
Peacock.
Oh, okay. Well played, well played. And the final question is, this kitchen appliance is known for taking regular bread and turning it into toast. Okay, that was Tiffany.
A toaster.
Oh! Well played. Man, the both of you were on that. And Desi, it looks like I'm going to have to get you again for redemption. But Tiffany, congratulations. You're the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Woo! Good job, Desi.
Yeah, so congrats.
Thank you.
We'll see you over at Colt Ford at Ace Cafe. That's going to be a fantastic performance. For right now, Desi, our favorite part is this air hug, if you don't mind bringing it in. And Tiffany. Yeah, see, and Tiffany, why don't you get Mark, 9-year-old birthday. Come on, get him in on this hug, too.
Oh, yeah. He's all the way in Jacksonville, so I'll tell him.
Desi, thank you again for what you do for a living. Like, the fact that you care for our kids, it's a big deal. And, ladies, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Woo! K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
All right, so today's story is going to be ultra local. Just want to give you a little bit of background just because I'm going to pump a lot of passion into this story just because it's close to home. I get the opportunity to sit on the board of the Orlando Police Foundation, the Seminole County Foundation for the Sheriff, also Osceola County. And we just spent a whole weekend with Osceola County's Sheriff Department, and it seemed like their whole crew there at Country Thunder. So I get a unique perspective and a lot of love on law enforcement, especially now knowing a lot more behind the uniform, the people behind the uniform. So this story, this comes to us from a story that really started off bad in Deltona with a hijacker. There was a Lyft driver who was held up, and that's when Volusia County Sheriff was called into action. And as they were chasing the suspect, two of their canine officers, and I'm not talking about the actual human officers, I'm talking about the canines, two of them injured, one of them axe shot, and I may get some of these details a little wrong, so I want you guys to give me a little bit of grace. But two of their officers, this is the main part of the story, is that within just 90 minutes of each other, two of these dogs were shot. One in the jaw, one in the paw, one in the stomach. And Deputy AJ Davis was the one who had to drive Axe, who was shot in the stomach. And what was really cool is that Daytona Beach police officer Roger Lawson jumped in to give him an escort all the way to the vet, so this way they can get those dogs taken care of. The reason why we want to give them some love today is because Axe, the police officer dog, and Edno, those are the two canines that were both shot. These officers' handlers, they don't know what their day is going to look like throughout a day, right? And to release that dog to, I don't know what the command is, but you know, when they release that dog to go after whoever it is that they're looking for, this person who hijacked a Lyft driver, you know, there's always a thought in the back of their heads that that dog, you know, that dog, and I say that dog, but to them, that's a family member. So to them, they know that their family member, their partner, that they're about to release from that collar could possibly not come back. And in this story, we have a beautiful ending where both of those dogs survived. Not only did they survive, but they brought the community together, especially the law enforcement community, where Daytona Beach police officer Roger Lawson was able to just really step up. I believe one of those dogs needed a blood donation, and the canine officers from the police department were able to supply one of their dogs for the blood for that sheriff dog. So many beautiful things going, and I know that a lot of times in a lot of different agencies and perspectives and jobs, you can have a bad apple in everything you do, right? I mean, whether it's, you name it, a bad apple at Publix, Boy Scouts, whatever it is. These officers, these deputies, just so much love for them. I have a different perspective, and you know that they pump a lot of time and effort. I mean, I think there's over 400 hours of training that go into just spending time with those dogs. So a lot of effort, a lot of love goes into that canine department, and we got a lot of love for you here at K92.3. So to everybody involved, from the police officer who helped with the escort, the actual sheriff officers who sit there and release their dogs to go into the danger, the veterinarian who works on those animals in an emergency. To you guys this morning, that's doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Scotty McCreary on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. We're going to talk to him next week. As I want to remind you that we are the station that's still paying your bills. We want to give you $1,000, and that's going to happen five times a day and every day of the week. So can we do that at 8 o'clock here? I'll give you the keyword, worth a grand. So my partner is not here as we speak because she had assigned herself some PTO days way before we had even known that we were going to be so devastated. That's the wrong word. I was going to say tired, so drained from Country Thunder. Country Thunder, of course, our three-day music festival. And here we are on a Thursday where we're still kind of talking about it. But that's because it was such a great event. We ended up losing tents in a small tornado that happened. A lot of gear and stuff. So it's still something that we're talking about. And Ashley ended up taking appropriate days to have off. So what is it that she's up to? Why did she have to take those days? Well, let's jump in the time machine and go back to yesterday having that conversation.
Did the morning show. And then I had an 11 o'clock doctor's appointment. Then I had a 12 o'clock meeting. Then after that ended, I was like, oh, perfect. I'm going to squeeze in a quick nap before my 2:30 meeting. And then my 3 o'clock meeting.
God.
So 2:30 rolls around. 3 rolls around and I'm still asleep. I wake up in a panic at 3:30 to 30 text messages, multiple phone calls from the people whose the meetings were supposed to be with. And look at my phone. I'm like, why didn't my alarm go off? I know I set it for 2:15. Open it up and I set it for 2:15 a.m. So that was not going to help me. But it was one of those moments where I woke up in the panic and you're heart and you're just like running around like crazy. And I had to get on my computer for this meeting. So I pull it open. I'm texting them back. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Well, and by that time, you're like 30 minutes late.
Oh, at that point, you're basically the one meeting basically was done. And the other one I just hopped in on in the end of. And you know, when you're at that point, then you can kind of feel like a jerk and don't even want to like chime in on whatever's being talked about, because then I'm like, oh, like who's she to say anything right now? Be coming on this meeting.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the conversation.
Oh yeah, nice of you to join us.
So there's a couple things here that I found funny. You know, it is interesting because you listening right now, if you could place yourself in those shoes, you know, when that alarm goes off and it's the wrong time, or when you forget to set the alarm and you wake up and you realize that you've missed or you're late. That anxiety feeling, like the way that the heart starts pumping and the way that you become so apologetic. You start calling everybody and you're like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And another thing that I wanted to say, too, is the reason why you woke up to about 30 plus text messages is because Ashley is not known for missing meetings.
No, not at all. And two, like, you know, normally on a day when I have meetings like that are so back to back, I wouldn't even try and squeeze a nap in. But I had still felt so tired that like, oh my gosh, like I've got to lay down for a second. And that, I mean, thank goodness it was all with coworkers here, different meetings for things going on here.
Right, nothing vital.
Yeah, and they weren't like they were meetings that couldn't go on without me per se. I mean, one of them kind of was, but the other had so many people in it that I was like, okay. You know, I'm sure they took care of it, but still, I felt horrible.
Okay, what about today? You taking a nap? You gonna actually recoup?
I mean, as you know, Obi, we might talk about it later on the show, but I'm going out of town. I had PTO planned like months and months ago, so today I've got to get stuff done for that trip, but it'll be a very relaxing trip where hopefully I won't be doing anything, so... I just gotta get there. I gotta get to tomorrow.
All right, so that was Ashley yesterday talking about what is today. And, of course, we want her to have some good mental health. After all, she's even staying in a place called Carefree Arizona. So if you want to follow her on her Instagram and whatnot, that should be very fun. Okay, so I'm covering All Access coming up next. And Reba McEntire, did she almost die yesterday? Talk about it in 10 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Keith, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from McCoy.
Okay, can we talk about why you're calling us?
Well, I'm really baffled about a dating situation. I thought a really great time, like a whole day-long date with this girl I really like named Lily. We spent the whole day at Country Thunder.
Nice.
I was there for all 3 days. I seen you guys there a couple times, which was great. Awesome. She ended up having to work for the first 2 days, but she was clear on Sunday. So, you know, she met up with me on Sunday. So we met up in the morning, spent the whole day, like, partying, like, rocking out, like, having an awesome time. And, like, the day ended, I thought it was the best. So excited for where this might go. I haven't heard from her since. She hasn't answered any calls. I texted, you know.
Okay, so then here's what we'll do. We'll take this information that you gave us, and let's call this girl Lily, and let us talk to her first, though, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Yes, would love to speak to Lily, please.
This is she. Who's this?
Lily, good morning. This is Obi. That's Ashley.
Hi, Lily.
So we do a morning radio show for the big station here in town, K92.3.
Oh, hi.
Okay, so...
Okay.
So the reason why we're calling you is we have a gentleman who reached out to us who said that he took you to Country Thunder.
Yeah.
His name's Keith.
What about it?
He reached out saying you guys had a great time. And Lily, this is second date update. I don't know if you've heard it or not. I mean, just to be super upfront with you, but we're trying to figure out why you're not getting back to him. Did he do something wrong? Were you just not into him, period?
this is embarrassing.
Well, and all we're doing here is we want to pay for you guys to go on another date. So we're trying to put you guys back together again.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
That's fine. Something go wrong?
Yeah. He pushed a porta potty while someone was in it.
Ew.
Like, he pushed it over.
A porta potty?
Yes.
Why?
With someone inside. I don't know. You know, when all was done, we're walking towards the parking lot, and out of nowhere, he just pushes this porta potty over, and he knew someone was inside of it. And this poor person would come stumbling out, got like crap all over him, that blue water that's disgusting. And remember, this is 3 days in.
That is so nasty. Gross. I want to gag right now.
You can imagine watching it happen in front of you.
Did he do this because he was aggravated? I mean, I'm just trying. You know what? Hold on. Why don't we ask him, because he's actually on the line and he just heard everything you said.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry about that. It was an honest mistake. I thought my buddy Joey was in there.
Well, why would you wait? What? Why would you put me on the radio to discuss this? If I didn't pick up your phone calls or answer your texts, can't you get the hint?
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I thought maybe you thought it wasn't that serious. I know I seem like a pretty laid back dude, so I thought maybe, you know, in this way you'd know I'd risk things going bad publicly.
You understand how stupid you sound right now? You're saying you're sorry. Someone over in a porta potty after 3 days of being in a festival, and just your excuses because you thought it was your friend?
I am sorry that I did that to a stranger. I felt terrible. But if it's my buddy, it's a little different when, like, dudes are friends. We pull pranks on each other all the time. That's sort of, we don't run around saying, I love you. Instead, you know, we'll, like, sneak up
and
smack each other on the arm.
Beyond a prank.
It's a fantastic prank. I mean, it would have ruined his whole night. It was the best.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Honestly, don't want to be around any individuals that act that way. That is so immature and disgusting and gross and dangerous. No, grow up.
I wouldn't do it to you. We only pull pranks on each other, man. Like,
oh, that makes me feel a lot better. That's good to know.
Okay.
Classic prank.
I mean, I have been a part of some really great pranks against my boys, but the porta potty, you know. That's, oh man. So we're not even going to try to attempt for a second date, right?
I'm game if you are, Lily. I promise I'll behave.
No. Well, duh, we know
wow.
you are.
I know.
Hey, well, we tried.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
And there you have another show from Obie and Ashley. Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time. We realize that life is busy, and so the fact that you give our show a listen, it really is important. So the other ways that you can find us, my partner here, Ashley.
Yep, on Instagram, @AshleyInFlorida, super easy.
And then me, anywhere you search Obie Diaz, that's where you'll find me. All right, thank you again for making this podcast the number one most listened to podcast in Central Florida. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.